The Coast 186.3 Triple M. It's Moffy with you this morning. I saw yesterday some photos of Woolgoolga's new marine rescue vessel. It's actually being built as we speak, and the great thing about it, which I love, is it's actually being built just up the road at Yamba. And I wanted to talk more about it to Kelvin Parkin, who's Marine Rescue New South Wales senior manager of fleet. He's on the line. Kelvin, g'day.
G'day, mate. How are you going this morning?
Very good. Hey, it's looking good. Woolgoolga 30.
Yeah, look, we're really excited to get this boat out. It's been a long process because we've been trying to get this boat built for about 3 years now, going through different design phases to get it right for the crew up there.
What I love is the fact that it's actually built here in Australia, let alone an hour and a half up the road.
Yeah, well, it's been a really important thing for us to do that at Marine Rescue because we get state-funded. And the money that we receive, we always try to put it back into the state first. So having a builder up the road in Yamba there who can build a quality product, you know, just suits us really well.
Now, it started the build, last month? And when should it be ready, mate?
We're looking for that boat to be ready probably about June. The cut files and everything were ordered quite a while ago, so it's like a big Meccano set for the Yamba guys to put together. And then by the time we've done sea trials and get it into service, I think it'll be about June, maybe early July.
What kind of difference is this going to make for that Northern Beaches area?
It'll give them a lot more reliability. The current vessel, although it's proven very strong for the unit, it's showing its age. So components are harder to get hold of. Maintenance is costing a lot more. The vessel has done a good job, but it does need time for retiring. So having the new boat will really give them a lot more confidence in what they're doing, and also for the public, you know, for that quick response if there's anything going on.
I mean, it must be exciting for the team there, is it, knowing that they've got this on its way?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the unit's only a fairly small unit, but they play a really important role in that area. And, you know, having a reliable asset in a remote location, it just makes a massive difference.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, we look forward to WA30, which is Woolgoolga 30, and around June or so. Kelvin, thanks so much for your time this morning.
No problem. Anytime.
Kelvin Parkin, the Marine Rescue New South Wales Senior Manager for Fleet. It's 9.6 metres long, the NIAD Hamilton jet boat. We'll get some photos up online for you as well, but what an exciting time for the Marine Rescue there at Woolgoolga. And as I said, being built just up the road at the Yamba Welding and Engineering.